Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three is here. We have news to read, Kim. Any news? Bear joins us, by the way. Hello. Welcome in, Bear.
That's news.
Yeah. Sort of. I do this from time to time. I'm loosely affiliated.
Loosely affiliate. A loose affiliate.
Yeah.
It's good to have you in here.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
That's a nice booklet you got over there.
Yeah, Rick Butler.
March Madness.
Gave this to me. Apparently, Tennessee was the only school, I guess last week at Orlando, they did like this full thing.
That is spiral bound and everything.
Yeah. Look how good Jemima Meshack looks.
What looks good about him?
Looks like a basketball playing machine is what it looks like.
Do you like his figure?
Nah. Have you seen that picture of Triple J? Nice have you body. Guys seen the picture of Triple J? You seen it, Cam?
I don't think so.
From the game the other day?
I haven't.
He's like all yoked out, yelling.
Really?
Yeah. Looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Love that.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty impressive. You not follow Tennessee basketball on Twitter?
No.
You're always causing trouble on Twitter.
I'm not, I don't know, I'm not very plugged in. I just watch the games. That's pretty much what I do. That's all I do is watch the games.
Well, I got to do that whole voluntary reaction thing.
Which yeah.
We will be you honest do that, as the game you, goes final.
Oh, that reminds me, Bear. I don't know if we're going to do the news this segment, but that reminds me I need to promote Russell's party.
If we win tonight, we're going to follow suit like last week, and there will be a watch party at Craven Wings for the Elite Eight game on Saturday.
Hold on. I have a professional read for this.
Oh, well, be my guest.
Russell Smith. Hey, guys. Would appreciate your help if you could promote these two things this week.
I don't think you're supposed to read that part.
Okay. Retweets would also be appreciated. Don't want to jinx anything, but if the Vols win Thursday night, we will be hosting another fan-run listener watch party at Craven Wings for the Elite Eight Saturday night. You know what they say. Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Get a belly full of beer.
Whew. That sounds fun. The watch party would be Saturday night. Tip-off would be at 6 or 8:30 p.m. 12350 S North Shore Drive.
South North Shore.
In Kohoto.
Choto.
Great wings, full bar, TVs everywhere, says Russell.
There are.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Again, that's Craven Wings at 12350 S North Shore Drive, and it would be at 6 or 8:30. So keep an eye out for that. We could possibly be doing a watch party at Craven Wings Saturday. Saturday.
Met a big fan of yours there.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Guy named Dorian.
Big Dorian.
Fan. Yeah, he listens to all the shows, but hell of a guy.
My mother writes in. Y'all are doing a great job today. I knew you could handle it, son.
Thanks, Ma. Aww.
Thanks, Ma. Yesterday, she asked if we were smoking crack, so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's an improvement.
I guess. I don't know.
My mom's always texting me, telling me not to embarrass Russell.
Really?
Yeah. Please don't embarrass Russell. Does your mom ever text in, Cam?
She listens every once in a while. It's usually my brothers will hop on and listen a little bit, so. Carson's got school right now this time of year, though, and my other one's in Europe for some reason. Nobody's listening from my family. Well, maybe. I don't know. I used to have an uncle that always listened out in West Tennessee. Shout out Uncle Jason if he still
You know
listens.
That Cody's somebody. Old man, like, Russell's
my
his...
My old man?
Yeah. Your old man, your pops. He loves Russell.
You say my father.
Your father.
Yeah.
I am your
when you
father.
Say my old man, it makes it sound like I got like a... Like a boyfriend or something.
Oh,
you know
no.
What I mean? I don't have an old man, you know. Yeah. It's like if you say my old lady, you know, that's the thing guys say, or they used to
I mean,
say.
That's good. I still say it.
This is Tanya, my old lady.
Yeah, the old lady wants me to go to.
The old lady wants me to
go. She wants to go to Dippin' Dots this weekend, boys.
Old ladies want me to wax the hair on her back again.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. So tell me more about this spiral-bound book you've got.
Well, Rick Butler brought it to me. And apparently Tennessee was the only university in Orlando last week that cared enough to put together like a full like media guide
what
on all
this
players.
Information? That has all of our players with a full page about each one.
Oh, yeah, and then you get back in the back and it's...
Read me a fun stat. See if you can find me something good in there.
Right, give me
stat.
Just a minute.
Yeah, yeah, take your time.
Press clips.
Take your time. We can stall here.
Oh, here we go. Jonas Adu.
All right, what's a fun stat about him?
In Tennessee's win over top-ranked Alabama, suck it, Bammers, on February 15th, Jonas Adu logged his first career double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds.
That's impressive. Mm.
That's a fun stat.
How'd you go? I wouldn't want to take an elbow from that guy.
You should give us, because obviously you are on the drive all day, every day. So
it is a show of record.
People can hear your takes there. So you should give us something unique for this show that you have never said before about the basketball team. Can you think of something you've never once said that's never been uttered, a completely new phrase from you about the team?
I think Rick Barnes, the perception of him in postseason is false. If you compare him to the other coaches around the country, his accomplishments.
You think he's really good?
I think he's one of the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, ooh, this could be the year to finally break through. It feels like it's trending that way. You feel good about tonight?
As good as you can feel once you get to the Sweet 16. I mean, anything goes tonight once you get to this round.
On game day, though, now that the day is here, it does. I feel good.
I'm finally starting to get a little bit anxious, though. Are you anxious at all?
No.
I really want it bad for these guys because they've been so – I kind of feel like much maligned by a very small minority of our fan base. They know who they are. The guys on the morning show, the guys on the show that comes on after us. Whew.
There's a show after you?
Yeah. Apparently.
You guys go off at 6. You're 3 to 6. And then we have another show?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's when they're caller driven.
Oh, I see. I thought about taking callers. It'd be fun, wouldn't it? What do you
think anybody
Cam?
Would call?
I don't know.
Last time we did that, nobody called. We did that one time, and John's like, we're going to open up the phone lines, and it was silent.
What if we tried to get a caller?
Do you notice? Because I've tried to call before, like when Cody's maligned me.
I look sometimes, I'm just like.
I mean, the flasher's like right in front of your face.
Yeah, I see it. I just usually
I see when it rings. I just don't answer.
Yeah.
It's usually somebody with something negative to say.
It's like if somebody calls my phone, I just stare at it and wait for him to text me usually.
You've answered your phone on air before, haven't you?
What?
Russell has.
What phone?
Like your personal phone.
My phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If somebody calls, I'll answer.
Got me and DeJohnny.
You never know
what
people could need, you know?
Yeah.
Could be important. I'm not doing anything important. We're just talking on the radio.
Giving the people what they
need.
Just
kind of talking here. It's literally all we're doing is just talking. I have no information to give. I'm just talking. I do sometimes wish I had taken a different route. Do you
in
ever,
life?
Sort of. Do you ever think about if you had decided to do this at a young age and taken a professional course of like being...
Why would I do that?
Of just like being Russell or John, you know what I mean? Like being the point man.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I did want to do that when I was in school, though. That was what I wanted to do.
Were you here when Chance was sitting out, it dawned on him? Everybody was sitting out there. I guess they were talking about student loans and all that stuff. And he looked over at me and he was like, Bear's got zero student loans. He never took any broadcasting classes.
Yeah.
And he's on the show of record in Knoxville, The Drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a decent show.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I rank it in
decent
my
show.
I rank it in my top 10.
I didn't realize DeJohnny was with you over on TSR.
Oh, yeah, TSR, that's what I was thinking of. Thank you, by the way.
What they call it, Tennessee
it was
Sports
11,
Radio.
By the time I was there, we just called it 1180. But, yeah, it was the TSR in the old days. They were the one that, like...
You know who they went up against, don't
they
you,
They paid...
Oh.
Me and Russell.
Yeah, I went head-to-head with The Drive in 2017. Outrated them. Outrated them for weeks straight. Then my show ended. Wow.
How you got here,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
We actually asked Cody to join The Drive. long before John got him.
Were they the ones that paid Ainge the big money?
Yeah.
And then he, what happened with that?
I have no idea. I didn't know anybody over there outside of TB and Hartman and those guys.
Yeah, I met Tony when I was over there, and Swain. I met them.
Swain's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Swain.
A little gruff.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you ever think about if the local radio, like the professional local radio guys, know who you are? Because I don't even know if they know me.
Yeah, they know you.
Like if you ran into, let's say I ran into, well, I can't say it about Jimmy Himes because I did work with him. I was an intern at WNML, so I don't know if he would remember me, though. If I just walked up, I was like, hey, Jimmy.
I'm trying to think. Like, I know, like, Big John Wilkerson, his wife.
Also a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's gold.
Yeah.
His wife is an old family friend of my family's.
So you'd say you actually know him then?
Yeah, and I've met him several times now. Jimmy wouldn't know me. I know Judge Irwin.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Jimmy did know you? If you just walked up and Jimmy said,
hey, Bear.
Hey, Bear.
Hey, Jimmy. I'd give him some tips on how to make gumbo.
What if he said, I really respect you and you're, I think you're great.
Drunk?
It'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny. I'm trying to think who else I know. I mean, I've met Will West and Josh. I've met all those guys several times. So. Well, I'm in that fantasy football league with all.
Oh, congrats.
I am the overlord, the reigning overlord of the Tennessee Sports Media Fantasy Football League.
Oh, nice. I didn't get an invite.
It took me years to get in there. First year in, won the whole thing.
Wow. I just think back to the college days of maybe, I feel like maybe I could have been a professional radio host because that's kind of what I wanted to do back in the day. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
I never thought that I would end up here. Like, it never crossed my mind that I would be in, not sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And when I was little, I wanted to be a, you know, back when I was a kid, like, being a music DJ was still like a.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't all programmed by some supercomputer. Somewhere in the Midwest.
Some freak.
With no taste.
What you like is a good freaky guy spinning the records.
Like Dr. Johnny Fever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Venus Flytrap?
Yeah. Stuck my finger in one of those one time.
A Venus Flytrap?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, it poisoned me.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You remember those really things at Christmas time that they look like, they're supposed to look like candles, but they got the bulbs in them? You put them up in the windows? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So my big sister told me that if I stuck my finger in my mouth and then took the bulb out and pushed my finger down in there, that Santa Claus would come sooner.
Sounds kind of hot. Sounds kind of hot, doesn't it?
No, it wasn't hot.
Sounds like a good time.
It knocked me back about 10 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you when you woke up, Santa had been there.
Believe it or not, yeah. Yeah, I have.
How many volts?
I mean, it was an outlet. 110 outlet, but it held me. It didn't knock me back. So,
how do you feel about the U.S. military draft?
Oh, I think there'd be a lot less wars if everybody had to serve.
You're pro draft?
Not pro draft, but I'm pro if we're gonna have all these wars, then everybody ought to
participate.
Yeah,
really? You think everybody should? Willing and able?
Yeah.
You think I should be in the war?
I mean, you said fit, willing, and able.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I could serve in the kitchen or something like that, probably.
KP.
Huh?
Be in the kitchen.
Yeah. You don't think I could do that?
I think you could. I think everybody would be happy if you were back there
serving
in the kitchen.
Serving up bowls of slop? Oh, yeah. I'd overserve all them boys. I'd make sure those boys were well fed. hard day out on the battlefront.
I'm on a big bowl of ziti, Cody's baked ziti.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about my baked ziti, how good it is.
It is incredible.
It's good.
I've offered to go to Kroger and buy this guy the ingredients if he'll just put it together and make it for me.
It's fairly expensive to make. It might cost $40 for the ingredients.
Jeez.
Yeah, like I've gone over there to Cody and Miles and like left with pretty much half a pan of ziti.
Well, the key is the fresh basil, fresh garlic, everything fresh, and the tomatoes imported directly from Italy.
San Marzano.
San Marzano. The San Marzano Valley has the best tomatoes in the world.
Something to do with the soil.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but that is the key. It makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Cam, you got any news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was some news. The Jets signed Mecole Hardman yesterday.
Mecole.
Former Chief. Nice. Georgia Bulldog. And then they promptly traded Elijah Moore, former Ole Miss Rebel, to the Browns for and their third-round pick for the Browns' second-round pick.
Oh, nice. So, did y'all hear about Foster Moreau?
Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned that.
Scary. I didn't know who that was, but Cam said he – what happened to him? He got bit by a giraffe?
No.
Do what?
He was the lymphoma guy.
Oh, he's got the cancer. Yeah. That's no good. That's what Eric
that is. But, yeah, but that is – that's the best way to find out that you've got it is incidentally. You got the best chance of survival.
Really?
That's how they found mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had a broken rib.
Yeah.
I didn't have a broken rib.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Well, you got it, though. You beat it.
That I did.
Knocked her out.
With your help.
That's right.
Cam's help everybody.
Somebody had to give you that morphine.
I just put him in charge of it.
Somebody had to be in charge of that morphine pump. You know, I brought this guy. How much fast food did I bring you?
Let's see. There was White Castle, but I didn't really eat that much of it because I was so zooted out of my mind on the morphine.
You were excited to try it, and then you were like, nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's White Castle one night. White Castle
for you then.
And what else did I
Wendy's
have?
Wendy's one night.
Too. Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah. And then one night we got those Panera pizzas. Those were pretty good.
Yeah. That was when I was in a regular room. Yeah, he brought me White Castle when I was in ICU.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
had pretty good looking nurses though.
Oh yeah, good.
I think that was a draw, Cameron, to be honest with you. Yeah,
you what now?
I think that was a draw for
what,
you,
the nurses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He didn't actually want to help. He just wanted to see the nurses.
Oh yeah. Love a beautiful woman in scrubs.
You never left me, Cody.
No, I sure didn't. Appreciate you always keeping in touch too. You know, when I was away, not everyone here kept in touch.
Did John?
Somewhat.
Not like me, though.
Somewhat, but our communication faded a bit.
Me and you have been like peas and carrots.
There were others here that completely forgot about
me. I remember the first day I met you here.
Completely abandoned me. Yeah?
Yeah. I was happy. Very happy.
Sometimes it be that way. I need to eat. Well, this has been a riveting segment. Let's take a break.
All right.
Cam's got a lot to answer for, Cody.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay, we'll go to a break and then we'll just answer some questions.
Teaser.
See ya.
So anyway, I always kept telling John it was okay. I mean, people weren't going to think he was like really a creep, you know.
John?
Yeah, I mean, I always told him. Are we back?
Oh, and we're back.
Yeah. Good to be back here on the show. And Bear's still with us here. Got your big leader of Deer Park there, I see.
Yeah.
Not to dox you, but.
Well, no, I'm a Deer Park guy.
Yeah.
It's the only kind of, like.
It's good.
I got
this big Waggles.
I can't do that, man.
Oh, I support local business.
I would too, but when you go through treatment, there's a lot of things that are never the same after you go through treatment.
Mm-hmm. Like supporting local business?
No, like your taste buds.
Oh, yeah.
My taste buds are.
Do you taste water? What do you mean by this?
Like when I was actively in treatment, like water started tasting bad to me. So much so that I had to constantly go and get IV fluids.
Water tasted bad?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
It's wild.
But Deer Park was the only one that I could stomach.
What changed when you were going through the treatment? Did you have any like weird food cravings or anything like that?
You don't get cravings, but there's stuff that I used to love that I never thought in a million years I wouldn't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, chicken is disgusting now.
Chicken?
Whoa. Chicken. A lot of stuff. Like, I don't eat that much meat anymore.
Hmm.
Very little.
I eat a lot.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of meat.
Yeah.
A lot of sausage.
Great.
Did you ever officially have COVID? Do you know?
No, they think... one of my doctors asked me if I wanted to take part in this. There's some study. I'm what's called a super dodger.
Oh, okay. Cam's the artful dodger.
Yeah.
Cam plays dodgeball, too.
I was killer at dodgeball.
So you're a super dodger?
Yeah, what's called a super dodger, I've never had.
You guys
had
are
it.
Really similar to Condridge Holloway, you know.
Both of us?
You two guys, yeah.
We That's talked what people about, say.
We, and I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm wearing a Dodgers hat. So isn't this weird that you're wearing a Yankees hat and I'm wearing a Dodgers hat? It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing how these things tie together.
But, yeah, there's some people that just, for whatever reason, they're trying to figure out why we don't get it. I think part of it was is that I've been jabbed. I got the jab.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't have a choice.
Right. Yeah.
He's told me. I mean, they just come in the room and they're like, here, we're giving you this. I'm like, okay. Just keep me alive. But other than that, and then I, you know, that whole thing where I was quarantined for like, what, 18 months? Y'all didn't see me.
You just talked to me.
No. You were one of the few people.
Yeah. I saw you at a distance.
Yeah.
Outside.
Now, Collier came to visit me one time in the hospital.
I'm glad that you're more comfortable now with leaving the house and being able to get out and about, you know?
Yeah, we went out last night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what was weird last night?
What? When you assaulted that guy?
Brandon?
No. When you assaulted our friend?
I wonder what everybody in Barley saw last night.
I don't know. The one table definitely looked over there like, whoa. Bear was playing a joke.
It's a knock-knock joke.
Ah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
He physically assaulted
our friend. Two knocks in the face? Who's there?
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Smack.
It's very.
Evil ask the questions.
Yeah. It's a very inappropriate joke.
Yeah. World War II joke. But yeah, like, he's really not kidding. He keeps his personal life separate from all of us.
Who?
John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, John was there. He we used to hang out a lot more outside of the show.
Yeah, no, he's usually got an entourage.
We still do from time to time. I mean, but I don't know. I don't know some of the friends he has. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. And I'm not that comfortable with meeting new people.
Neither am I.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah. Like, you would think that me and Cody would. We're shy.
Yeah, I kind of like my
anonymity.
I like my tribe that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know my people. They know me.
It's me, you, Miles, Brandon, Cam.
Yeah.
Though Cam never really comes
out. And John's
out with
in
us.
My tribe, but
I'm always out.
But he's
though.
Got his own tribe.
I'm in my own place.
Yeah, Cam's always out and about. You can always find Cam out there.
Oh, what was that story? Like, you were poor. Cam was sitting peacefully at some, you know. It was either Happy Holler or the Old City, just quietly having a beer and enjoying himself.
When you
and the door slams open, and this,
Cody and this
group of scoundrels.
In comes Cody and company.
Yeah.
You didn't want to admit you knew him, did you?
No, I did.
Not that night. Apparently, I was problematic that night. I was causing trouble that night and offended some people and, you know.
It was fine.
That's what I was telling Cam earlier. That's my problem with going out binge drinking on the town. Is like, I at a certain point I become a jerk, I think, and I don't want to be that guy.
You do, but I think I've been out with you one time when you got like that. But I think you're funny when you're like that.
Well, it's coming from a place of humor. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're not on the same humor level, like if you're not on the same.
If you don't know you,
then it I definitely seem like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, you know. And
guys,
so,
like, you know, like, me and Cam, we're sitting over in the corner crying, laughing.
And that's why I don't want to be that guy, but the booze brings.
It's like the whole Sister Jean thing. That was you.
Well, I stand by that. I stand by all that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they right now? Did they
They're
make
at
the
home.
No, they
They're
were awful.
Home.
Yeah.
They're at home, and she's sitting at home on her rocker thinking about the afterlife. You know, she wrote a book.
I can't go there with you on that whole deal.
Ghost Rider.
I
know. You have
I finally got the Catholic coaches to not want to try and find you and beat
I've
you.
Heard about how you like nuns. I've heard. You like
I
the
would,
nuns.
I would be... Probably
number one.
No, I would have probably.
Do you think this is good radio? Because I haven't read any feedback, and I wonder if people.
The feedback was good.
I think
through 2 hours.
I think people right now are either like this is awful?
This is terrible.
Or they like it.
Your best show in months was last Thursday during the games. I could not stop laughing.
I think our best shows recently have been this week, up until today, of course. But when John was here, I thought we had a pretty good rhythm going this week. And I was waking up early.
Yeah, except for the whole trivia thing, which brings me back to what I teased.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a bone to pick with you.
What have I done?
Mr. Black. I feel, and a lot of people, many people are saying.
Many people.
Many people are saying that you sandbag McClure during trivia.
I don't. I write the questions day of, so there's no possibility of people acquiring them beforehand.
You know which questions John's going to ask and which questions Cody's going to ask.
They're randomly on there.
This week, Cam outsourced one of the
topics. Somebody just recommended, just sent me some questions, and I thought they were a good batch.
I mean, I don't blame you because we all know how John acts when he loses.
Hysterical.
He doesn't handle losing well.
Hysterical.
It's one of the things I admire about him. He's a win-at-all-coster.
He's a winner. Guy's a winner. You got to give him that.
Terrible loser. Almost as bad as Smith.
He's a competitor, and he's, he doesn't like to lose.
You think those guys could pull a show off together?
Who?
John and Russ. Is the room big enough for their egos?
Yeah. Well, they used to do one, didn't they? The first voluntary reactions, didn't they do some together?
Yeah.
Not great. Caller driven, I guess. I kind of want to take calls, but not really.
Well, open up the phone lines. 865-546-8200.
I don't know.
Big Orange Philly's phone lines, they are now open. Call in if you want to ask me, Cody, or Cam anything.
This goes against everything we believe in.
I know. I'm very jealous of you guys sometimes.
But I kind of want to do a thing where we just like do we still have the shot clock?
Sure, it's in here somewhere.
I do love the shot clock buzzer. When we used to take, John used to take calls, and we would.
I remember
everybody
that.
Had like a minute, and then everybody was like, "This is very rude and condescending."
Yeah, y'all like, okay, put God rest his soul, our old buddy Raj on it.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. We did put Roger on the shot clock. Yes, we did.
I wish. I think it's gone forever. We've all talked about it. We're dying to find the talk sports where John and Roger got into it.
Legendary. Legendary. It might have been the last time Roger called us.
You don't know that, John Reed. That ball ain't round.
That might have been.
I remember that.
Were you on the show yet? You were here?
I don't know, but I've heard that before.
I mean, the kindest, most gentlest, sweetest soul that one of them that ever walked the earth.
He was a good man.
And damn talk sports got that guy mad.
I think I was driving around my Domino's car at the time, and I heard that.
And then there was another day where I think John accidentally left Roger on hold for like 2 hours. And I don't think Roger ever called us again. We were the one show he didn't like to call.
I mean, can't say that I blame him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you'd want to call us either.
Still can't believe that guy's gone.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a guy.
R.I.P., man. R.I.P.
Raj. Now, he wasn't having it from John and the Nega. He didn't like the Nega Vols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't stop it when it's your time. You just can't stop it.
So it's Thursday. What's the Thursday segment coming up next?
Normally we do this or that, but I feel like this is kind of a loose show, and I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, we're just excited for basketball.
Yeah,
tonight.
we're just here so we don't get fined.
We're all vawled up.
All vawled up.
Oh, we are so.
I'm wearing my orange. You have your tee on?
Yes, I do. Same shirt I wore 2 days ago and didn't wash.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you got on?
Just my baseball jersey.
That's
you got the throwback.
That's the cool font.
Yeah.
So Russell wants him to do, if we go orange, like whenever we're the lower seed, like if we make it, I'm trying to think, I guess if we play K-State, like if we win tonight and we play Kansas State, we'll have to wear orange.
Why?
Because we'll be the visiting team.
Oh, yeah, because they're a higher seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I think Russ I'd rather wear white and go throwback. Against the lower seed.
Man, yeah, that would also too. Be nice.
Well, I mean, we're undefeated in the throwback whites.
Yeah, ooh. And I'm not scared of Michigan State. They've lost 12 games this year. So
I'm a little nervous again, about them because 10, so. Tom Izzo's one of the winningest coaches in the tournament.
You know, that
the last time we had a chance to go.
Duke was one of the winningest programs, and we got them out of there.
Yeah, but the last time we had a shot to go to the Final Four in the Elite Eight, Michigan State sent us home.
That's why we need our revenge.
Redemption story.
That's what I was saying. Russell said he didn't know if he wanted to.
It's 10 years later. Well, no, it's 13 years later.
Yeah.
And it's time to turn the table. You know what they say about 13? Unlucky number, and there's no correlation here. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm choking.
Darval, let's go to the Twitter machine. Darval apparently enjoys when we just talk about nothing.
Sounds like Bear's running this show now.
Please have Cody answer. He addressed it to me. Please have Cody answer my succession question.
What did he ask?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I guess I could check my Twitter and see.
But I haven't watched it yet, so.
Well, should we give a spoiler alert? Well, let's see what he asked first. I think I'm going to puke.
So you're claiming that you don't. That you don't fix the trivia game for John Reed.
I don't. I literally just write questions. I have to come up with five categories and five questions every week, and it's a lot. We've done trivia for a long time.
I do.
It's very stressful.
Sometimes I do wonder if, because I don't think you fix it, first of all. I don't think you do.
Mm-hmm. I highly suspect it.
But sometimes I do wonder if because I like Bear and I like talk about it being fixed, and then it would be because it would be a funny bit then if you and John did get together,
yeah,
and like you just purposely gave me questions you knew I wouldn't be able to answer, and then like I just never got it. Like I just never got. I never caught on to the bit. You know what I mean?
Kind of like Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel.
You could literally just screw me forever. And like, because I feel like eventually I would catch on to it, but
yeah.
But then if you're always just like, no, I'm not doing that, like maybe I'd believe you. I don't know.
I mean, poor Cam. Sometimes on Tuesdays when the show changeover, he's just coming out saying hi and I'm railing on him.
Yeah.
For cheating you.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Darval asked, name and talk about your top three characters on Succession, your most hated as well. Okay, well, I can probably do that vaguely. Definitely Logan, the old man. I love him as a character. I love that actor. Brian, what is his name? He does the McDonald's commercials, you know?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
He was in Deadwood. What is his name? Brian something. Anyway, the old man's a good actor. I love him as like the
Brian Singer,
as like the patriarch, like jerk of the family. And then my other two favorite characters, probably Roman, and I like Tom. I like Tom as a character, and I feel like Tom's going to play a big role in this last season. But Roman, without again, you can't give too much away. But Roman, like, basically ends up being like attracted to this older woman. And his dad deems him as, he's like, what are you, son? Some kind of perv, some kind of freak. And it's funny.
He just like,
you know, real. I can't really talk about it without giving spoilers. So, but my top three would be Logan, Tom, and Roman. They'll probably be my three favorite characters. I'm not as big on the sister, and I'm not as big on Kendall as characters.
Who's your favorite character from Sopranos?
Tony. I mean, it's the greatest role ever played. I mean,
I wouldn't go that far.
It is. Name one better. Name a better role. You think there's a better character ever than Tony Soprano?
In TV, film, what?
Yeah, TV. I don't think it's close. I mean, who would it be? The Breaking Bad guy, like Walt? I mean, I did love me some Cersei Lannister, but.
I mean, there's some that come close.
Ah, man, Tony Soprano.
Michael K. Williams with Omar Little and The Wire.
Yeah, I never watched that all the way through.
It was very depressing.
Yeah. Kind of like today's show.
Yeah.
Only 20 more minutes, though.
Is that all?
Just got to keep talking. We'll be through it.
We can. Wow. I can't believe we haven't had any calls yet.
Yeah. You got any news, Cam? Oh, that's over with.
No, we passed that segment. I deleted all my news.
Nice. Hmm. There wasn't much good, anything interesting today, anyway.
So who's your favorite caller that calls the other shows?
I don't like callers at all.
Really?
Yeah, don't care for. I like Darval. That's about the only one. He didn't because I've actually met him and I actually like him.
He had an all timer on a volunteer.
He's a very nice guy, by the way.
I love Darval.
Yeah, I gave him rides and he took care of me. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Met him and his
big fan of D.R. Vol.
He brought his wife by here one time.
The other guys that call, though, I don't know. It's not for me. It's not for me. It's kind of choogy. I think it's kind of choogy.
I don't know what that word means.
I know, but just know that it's choogy.
Okay.
Callers don't have riz.
Let me look that up. What's the other one?
Callers don't have riz.
They refer to the Urban Dictionary here.
Yeah. I'm learning Gen
Z. How do you spell
that? I'm learning Gen Z terms.
Riz
to help
would be R-I-Z-Z, I think.
Yeah, like King of Riz. I'm learning Gen Z terms to keep our show relevant with the youth.
That's true. You got to do that.
We have to stay.
Times are changing.
That's right. We need to, ideally, at this age, we need to dominate the audience from 20 to 40. I want to appeal to people 10 years older than us and 10 years younger than us.
We're number one in that demo. The drive is.
I doubt that.
We're the show of record, bro. I mean, Russ Smith is a megawatt superstar in this market.
Eh, he's got to say a little overrated. I'm just. If we were playing overrated, underrated, I love Russ with all my heart. You know, I do. I really do. I love Russ. I promise I love Russ. But, you know, it's slightly overrated. You know,
I think he's properly rated. Maybe
properly rated, but it's this. Trending toward over.
Well, what about your hosts then?
I think John's very, very good at doing what he does. It's a good dynamic we have together.
Same on my show.
Yeah, well, that's why you back your guy. You know, yeah. You back your guy, I back my guy.
I'll go to war with.
Who's Cam talking to?
I don't know. Is there a caller, Cam? Somebody actually wants to talk to us? This is where you say something back to us, Cameron.
Oh, boy. We're going to take a caller? I don't know about this.
Someone's just talking about how good of a person you are, Cody.
Okay.
They obviously don't know you.
Well, put them on then.
What's your name, my man?
Yeah, just put them on. Just.
Yeah, who cares? We'll ask him.
Huh?
You can tell he's not used to taking calls. You know why?
Yeah, he doesn't know. We never take
he's,
him. Yeah.
He's talking very loud.
Well, I had to. Here, we got Matt on the air.
All right.
Say hi to Matt.
Is this Matt the Duke fan?
Hi, Matt.
No, I'm definitely not a Duke fan.
Mm. What's up, man?
He's a Cody fan.
Hey, yeah. I just remember Cody from back in the day in, 2017. I just wanted to kind of offer him support and to continue in your ventures, man. You got a good voice for radio, and I always I miss when the national show comes on instead of you guys sometimes.
It's kind of a bummer. I know what you're talking about, Matt. You get in your car about 12 o'clock. And you want to hear the silky smooth sounds of Cody and John and Cam, and then all of a sudden
That's
you
right.
start hearing Dan Patrick.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes we don't make it in. You were around in 2017?
Yeah, I remember driving around, who is this knowledgeable, wise, deep-voiced fellow on the radio? Cody McClure. I've never heard of him before. I'll give him a chance.
Did you bring me a cake pop from Starbucks?
No, we've never met.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted to have a beer, though, sometime.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we can. Maybe if we get that listener party, I don't know if you have any interest in that. But
my wife doesn't let me out of the house for stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Your wife doesn't let you out of the house.
I could force the issue, but then
Yeah, well, hey, maybe one of these days, you know. I just remember there was a guy back then when we were doing that show with six listeners that we had, and there was one guy that really loved us, and he brought us Starbucks one day, brought cake pops in. I was like, this is wild. I thought his name was Matt, but maybe not. I can't remember.
Hey, you don't take calls very often. I've just been listening for years and giving you some props, man.
Well, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you. Appreciate you listening in and appreciate hearing from you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
You
appreciate
you, Matt.
All right. So that wasn't bad.
That's cool. See, that's what a caller should be. A caller should be someone who praises me, who calls in and tells me how good I am and how much they like me. If every caller was like that, it would be perfect.
But they're not all like that.
I know.
I got cussed
out
yesterday.
That's why we don't take very many. You got cussed out?
Yeah.
On the air?
No, over the phone over there.
What happened?
I was, you know how that deal I do where I'm honest when somebody asks
really.
My opinion on something?
I view you as deceitful, typically.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn. I'm brutally honest. I mean, if you ask me something, I'm going to tell you what I think.
Right. No, I know.
And this fella, he I guess I heard it. I don't know if I hurt his feelings. He got irritated. He's a live wire. He's an all right dude.
Mm.
But he had sang a song, and then he called back here. He goes, "What'd you think of my song?" I was like, "Yeah, it's not your best work."
Oh, okay. Well, fair and honest.
Then a string of profanities, and he informed me that my parents weren't married when they had me.
No!
And
born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah, amongst other things.
What a thing to attack a man for.
Yeah, I told him I'd never put him on the air again. Don't ever call back.
Yeah.
I got mad.
Sounds like he
Russell's over here in his chair rolling his eyes at me.
Sounds like he got what was coming to him.
Russ gets mad when I flush people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a line.
He likes his callers. He likes to have plenty of callers.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't call in and say if we lose this game tonight that Rick Barnes should be fired.
Well, you could definitely say that.
Yeah, and I could definitely just flush
it. It's just an emotional response.
Yeah.
It's okay to respond emotionally. I do it after every game.
I'll definitely do that if we lose tonight.
If we lose tonight, fire him.
Just burn it all down.
Something new. Fire him.
Cut his mic off. apparently, I've upset some of the guys on the show that you all knew nothing about.
Which, what, the midnight show?
The After Us show.
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
I don't know. I mean, they made up some stuff about me.
You're probably talking trash about Jake. Is that what it was?
No, it's not. If you're telling the truth.
You know, I like Jake.
I do, too.
When I talk to Jake in person.
You notice he sounds like Jim Rome a little bit?
Well, he's got that professional radio thing that.
Bah.
That, you know.
Bah.
Yeah, it's that. It's that.
Have a take.
We're back on the show. Hour number two kicking off. White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. He's got that, like.
You know. You do a great Jake.
Oh, yeah, I can do Jake. I can do anybody. But Jake,
I heard you do me like recently.
Jake. Well, you're very easy to do. It's just a lot of FCC violations. So. George Carlin's seven dirty words.
Yeah,
you mother. Your is pretty much the same as my Urosh. It's similar. It's a similar impersonation.
You did a classic Jake Miller a couple of weeks ago.
I can get pretty close with Jake. I don't know why, but I can channel his voice. Pretty good.
The Inception thing you and Russ did at that.
He's just like, Jake Miller, man. I'm Jake Miller.
G.I. Jake on Twitter.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, bro.
The G.I. Jake. I was in the Army.
Yeah. But I do really like Jake. I like talking to Jake individually.
Yeah.
But I think he's definitely one of these guys that elicits like a response, like social-wise. You know what I mean? Like
I walked out of the studio the other day.
He stirs the pot. He ruffles some feathers.
Yeah, like I walked out of the studio and he goes, why are you sagging, Bear? I'm like, I'm not. Yeah, you are. You're sagging. I get in my car yesterday and what's this kid? What's his name? I think his name's Matthew. I didn't know his name. I was just calling him Squints.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And because he reminds me of, remember the Sandlot Squints Paul, what's his name? The kid that played it, Squints. The kid that.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Yeah. I call this kid Squints. So all of a sudden, they're telling people that I'm walking around the Fan Run Studios with the crack of my rear end showing all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was a little out of line.
You're not a sagger.
No.
You're not a sagger, typically. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe sometimes if you don't have a belt, I don't know, maybe you sag a little bit.
I mean, I don't know if you realize this, but. When you got cancer, you lose weight.
Yeah.
Haven't had a chance to buy new clothes yet. My clothes don't fit anymore.
That's how you should come at them. That's what you should do is make them feel shame for that take. You say, yeah, you know, maybe I have lost a little weight. You know, I had cancer. You know, it's not really the easiest thing to go through. Sometimes you lose a little weight. Yeah.
You ask Cody about it. He was there for me. He was a real friend.
Make them feel awful.
Cam Black, those guys.
Cam wasn't there. He never.
No, but Cam, you guys kept me laughing through the worst of it. For real.
Yeah. I visited, you were in the same city as me.
Yeah. Well, that's because UT wouldn't touch me.
Yeah. Why was that?
I said something about the surgery was too dangerous, and I didn't think I'd make it off the table. So I didn't want to do it. So I went and found a doctor who was skilled enough to do it.
Well, it's 2:49, so we have to take our last, but wait a second.
We're way behind, I think.
Hang on. Well, no, we do this. This is about what we do. I don't know if we're on. Oh, yeah. I remember what I was looking for now. I got to do one more read. Cam, have I hit all the reads? Do you know? We did Linderman. Also, FanDuel's great. Don't forget
the
about
the G&J thing.
Yeah, here we go. White Claw's great. Craven Wings is great. Don't forget to gamble on FanDuel. And also, G&J Auto is giving away a free window tint in honor of the Vols Sweet 16 appearance. All you have to do to win is go to funrunradio.com/tint. Winner will be announced Thursday afternoon on The Drive. $300 prize value, says Russ. G&J Auto, a new free window tint. Window tint Thursday.
They tinted Russell's windows. Looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so. I'm sure they do a fine job there. If the whole business is based on window tinting, I assume they would be specialists in the matter.
You know, if I didn't do this, I've always, that's one thing.
Be a is window tinter?
Yeah. Is there any weird job like that you thought looked pretty cool?
For me?
Yeah.
Just male dancer.
Really? Magic Mike, the male dancer?
Well, no. More so like, sort of like that. More so. More leather. A lot more leather. Really? Yeah.
Blue Oyster?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd be an assless chaps kind of guy.
Huh.
That's what I would go
with. I wouldn't.
Speaking of assless chaps, Marcus just walked in.
Marcus Young. He's a LARPer.
Cam, let's take our last break of the day here real quick.
Okay, goodbye.
And I told him, I tried to tell him it's not okay to be xenophobic. It's 2023, John.
Yeah.
You can't act like that toward a whole race of people.
What does he do that for?
I don't know. Last call on the program here in the White Claw. Huh?
Were we back on?
Yeah, yeah, we're back.
Oh, okay.
Last call here on the White Claw Hard Program Seltzer Studio. Cam, do you have anything for last call?
Yeah, I got Knock Knock.
Who's there?
A story
careful about... bear might assault you.
Viva las questions!
Knock Knock, it's an alligator. An alligator knocked on the door in Florida, and when the owner opened the door, it bit him in the leg.
Oh, that's why you don't open the door for an alligator.
It's a wacky prank.
Oh, you can't open the door when an alligator knocks.
Yeah, there's some places where you can't. I was on vacation in Hilton Head, and we almost went out on the patio. We're staying at, they call them plantations. It's like condominium development. There's like a 10 or 11 foot bull alligator just sunning himself.
That's
you
awesome.
Can't. You have to call. You have to stay inside your house and call, like, South Carolina Wildlife.
You know what I just realized? Speaking of sunning yourself.
What's that?
The weather today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Good.
When we go outside, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Can't wait.
I might try testicle tanning today.
You should.
Have you read about that?
Yes.
A new trend. It began last year, I think, or a year before, maybe.
I would just say as somebody who.
Don't leave them out too long. They'll get a little hard-boiled.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
Mm-mm.
I think I'll give it a shot.
It's not a place I'd want to have skin cancer.
I think what I'll do is just lay out in the grass.
Yeah, that'd be a double whammy.
Out by the station and just
full your legs back over your
head. And just pull my knees up behind my head.
Can you do that?
And just face my hole toward the sun.
Huh.
And see if I can get a good
tan. Absorb the rays.
Yeah. What about this alligator? What did he do?
It knocked on this guy's door, and the guy went to the door and answered it, and then it bit him.
What do you mean by knocked?
The guy heard something like bump his door. Like the alligator went up to the door.
He's like literally hitting the guy's door.
Yeah, and so the guy went to the door, and I guess he didn't look through the peephole or whatever, and
he
it was
a
9-foot alligator.
Going on, huh?
Yeah.
It bit him?
Yeah.
Wow.
He went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but it did grab him for a second, and then they put the alligator down just because it liked a little wacky joke.
Hmm.
That would...
People don't have a sense of humor these days. I bet his alligator friends are like, hey, Carl, bet you won't go knock on that guy's door.
Hey, Carl. Now they're probably like, oh, man, they put Carl down. Damn.
Got Carl killed.
Did they give him a shot? I mean, when you say they put Carl down, I kind of feel like they probably just shot Carl.
It says they euthanized him.
Euthanized?
Yeah.
By firing
squad.
By electric chair.
They shot him in the side of his stupid alligator head.
Oh!
They shot him point blank.
Now this
just
guy
like they did
Arambe. Arambe. Missed that guy.
And just like Parker
Poor
Pewitt does to puppies. Because he's a serial killer.
He was a hot duck, wasn't he?
Happy National Puppy
killer.
Day.
Him and Trey had some kind of, they had a really weird relationship.
Exceptional.
Sounds kind of hot. All right. Well, that's the end of the show. It's been fun. Thanks to you, Bear, for coming in with us.
Appreciate it. I don't feel like it was my best stuff, but hopefully I didn't.
It was fine.
Let's get a win tonight.
Today the standard was let's just be okay. Cam, thanks to you for coming in.
Yeah, let's go get a win tonight and
let's go big orange.
Thanks to Jordan for joining the show. And yeah, go Vols.
Next time Jordan comes on, can I be in here?
No. Is it about time to stop talking?
Yeah, about time.
Okay, curb outro. Goodbye.
See you.